Hi, I'm Neil, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from the moon. Well, technically some laboratories working with moon soil. The soil on the moon is unpleasant for plants. So scientists here on Earth have been trying to figure out if there are ways to encourage or help some plants grow in the future if the moon is maybe a jumping off point for future Mars missions or for other astronauts spending extended periods of time in space. It took almost 15 years for scientists to be given permission to use soil from the moon because it is so precious to NASA. The moon soil was collected from Apollo 11, 12, and 17 missions. And the scientists at the University of Florida who were conducting this experiment, Annalisa Paul and Rob Furl, were given 12 grams, which is just shy of 3 teaspoons of lunar soil to work with. Using little thimblefuls of regolith, the scientists planted a few seeds of something called thalecress. And surprising the scientists, the thalecress grew in all the lunar soil samples. The plants were smaller and more stressed out than the plants grown in Earth soil, but they did grow. So now the scientists just need to figure out if there is a way to help those plants grow while trying to minimize the stress that the barren moon soil is putting on them. And though thalecress is not particularly tasty, it is in the same family as broccoli, kale, turnips, and cauliflower. So maybe this is the first step in having a delicious plate of broccoli up on the moon. I think this is super exciting because I think we have all imagined what it would be like to live up there just bouncing around. And these experiments here on Earth might be one of the very first small steps that will lead to giant leaps in the future. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.